Recorded books and one-click digital present. A Christmas Message by Anne Perry. Narrated by Jenny Sterlin. Vespasia stood at the long open window of her hotel bedroom and gazed across the rooftops of the city toward the western sky. The sun was sinking into the Mediterranean, as if it were bleeding crimson into the water. The light was fading quickly. The air was already cooler, but it was mid-December. Even here in Jaffa, on the coast of Palestine, the winters were cold. Still smiling, she pulled her shawl around her shoulders. This journey to Jerusalem was the most cherished Christmas gift she had ever been given. She knew all the great cities of Europe, but she had never come farther east. Was it her imagination that this land was so very different from the places she knew? How much is any place seen through the lens of one's imagination, coloured by the dreams one has of it, and of the events that have happened there? In Paris, does one hear the laughter and music, and see the ghosts of the revolution and the terror? In Rome, does the tramp of the legions sound on the stones? Does one see Caesar with the laurels on his brow and the world at his feet? Who does one see in this land, holy to Muslim, Jew, and Christian alike? She should close the window and go in, keep the room warm. And yet she wanted to watch the sky darken until there was only the blaze of stars to see. Vespasia had known Victor Nerraway for many years, in connection with Thomas Pitt, and the cases he had solved, and in which they had assisted one way or another.